Today, I'll be answering your question, should I use a realtor when buying a home? 10 things you must know. Whether you're buying a home for the first time or you've bought and sold before, you'll be sure to gain some valuable insight in this Home Run Buyers Series video. Before we continue, make sure you like, share, subscribe, and hit that bell icon so you don't miss future content from me. Hi, my name is Helen Belcastro, and I am a licensed realtor with eXp Realty in the Crow's Nest Pass. In this video, you'll learn 10 reasons why you should have a real estate agent to buy a house. But please make sure to stay until the end because I'll have a bonus tip for you that is the number one, absolutely most crucial reason why you need to hire a realtor when buying a home. Let's jump right in. Number one, steps and process. Your realtor will be able to walk you through all the steps and the process and the order that they all have to happen in order for you to get from looking at homes to having a successful closing on your home. Number two, experienced eyes. It's very common when you're looking at homes in person to either be overly excited when you see something that is absolutely beautiful and stunning and is the perfect kind of decor for your personality, or to even become overwhelmed by the amount of work that might need to be done when a home hasn't been updated for a while, or it's just really an ugly decor according to your standards. Your realtor will be able to keep you focused and on track with the type of home that actually meets what you've already expressed as your wants, desires, and absolute must-haves in a home, while using our experienced eyes and our knowledge and experience to point out red flags or concerns that you should be aware of before deciding if that's the home for you. Number three, making recommendations and connections. So your real estate agent works on a day-to-day basis with all types of professionals that are involved in a home buying or home selling transaction. You may not know where to start in looking for an inspector or a lawyer or an appraiser or subtrades and contractors, but your realtor will know easily and readily who is the best person or who are the best companies to choose from when you need a professional besides your real estate agent. Number four, holding your deposit. When you're ready to write an offer on a home, you will need to pay a deposit to the sellers or the seller's brokerage in order to hold your home and prevent the sellers from selling it to anyone else. And the reason that you need a deposit and to hold your home is because you will likely have a couple of weeks or a period of time where you're doing some due diligence and finding out some additional information. This is the period where you'll have inspections done, you will put your application into your mortgage broker or your lender to see if you're approved for financing, and your deposit money makes sure that the house is there waiting for you when you're ready to remove all of those conditions. Now, if you're not able to remove those conditions, then that deposit is 100% refundable to you. And if you are able to remove conditions, in other words, your financing is approved and your inspections are all satisfactory, then that deposit will actually convey to the lawyer's office and go towards your final purchase price on closing day. Now, you worked very hard to earn that money and you want to make sure that that deposit is protected. You're not just going to hand over a $10,000 check to a seller and expect that they will give it back to you if you're not able to remove your conditions because they might not agree with your reasons. However, your real estate agent is the one that is protecting you, making sure that any terms and conditions are worded appropriately and are legally enforceable, and handing a check over to your real estate agent assures that our brokerage will be depositing that money into a trust account. Number five, deadline management. There are so many dates and obligations in a purchase contract that you absolutely must comply with. Your real estate agent is going to make sure that no timeline, no deadline is missed. And if you're not able to meet a certain criteria by the deadline, well in advance, your real estate agent will make sure that all the paperwork necessary to extend that date is signed, sealed, and delivered before the expiry of a condition date, for example. I'd just like to remind you that at the end, you'll hear my bonus tip on the number one absolute reason why you must hire a realtor when buying a home, so stick around. Number six, proceeding to closing and conveyancing. The purchase of a home involves a lot of moving parts. From the very first moment when you start looking online to the actual day when you get to move into your house and you have the keys to your dream home. The buyer's real estate agent will work very closely with the seller's realtor, the brokerages involved, and the lawyers on both sides to make sure that everybody has the information they need, the documentation and contracts that they need, and that everybody is on the same page. So that once you remove conditions and you're waiting for closing day, you don't have to worry about what's going on behind the scenes, because I assure you, your real estate agent is looking after everything. Their brokerage is looking after conveyancing all documents to the lawyers. And you don't have to wonder what's the next step, because your real estate agent will keep you apprised of every step throughout the process and the status of anything that you still need to provide or do or complete. So it does become a very worry-free transaction from your point of view. Number seven, pre-closing walkthrough inspection. So usually within about 24 hours of your actual closing date, which will be noon on a specified day according to the contract, your real estate agent will make arrangements to meet you at the property and have access. The pre-closing walkthrough is an opportunity for us to walk through the home, make sure that all the included appliances and mechanics are in proper working order, and that the home is essentially in the same condition as it was on the day that you viewed the property and decided you wanted the home. This is also an opportunity to ensure that any special terms or considerations that were put into the contract, such as the seller is responsible at the seller's expense for shampooing all of the carpets with a professional carpet shampooer, or the seller is responsible for upgrading the electrical service to 100 amp. Any of these special terms are thoughtfully put into the contract based on your needs and your requirement, and pre-closing walkthrough is when we will make sure that everything is done according to plan. Number eight, holdbacks and funds release. The holdback is something that is put into a contract, but after we've completed the pre-closing walkthrough at your new property, it will be important for you to contact your lawyer right away and say that you have completed a walkthrough with your real estate agent and funds are fully releasable to the seller because everything is as it should be. Once your lawyer hears from you that funds are releasable, they will proceed with paying the purchase price to the sellers. Now, if there was something that wasn't complied with as per the terms of the contract, this is also when you'll contact your lawyer and your realtor will advise you exactly what is acceptable, what is allowable, what to say to your lawyer regarding any holdbacks. So it's very important for you to release funds to the seller's lawyer for the final step in purchasing your new home. Number nine is the key release. This is the final step in purchasing your new home. That is when your realtor will make arrangements to meet you at the property as soon as the seller or the seller's lawyer or the seller's real estate agent lets me know that funds have been received and keys are releasable. I cannot give you your keys until I get a call from one of those people letting me know that funds have been received. We'll meet at your new home I will happily hand the keys over to you and celebrate like crazy that I helped you facilitate a smooth purchase of your dream home. The 10th reason why it's important for you to hire a realtor before buying a new home is it's free. When was the last time you were able to hire a professional to do work for you, enter into a contractual agreement about what services that professional is going to provide for you, and not have to pay anything? All right, thank you for sticking around until the end. As promised, I have that bonus tip, which is absolutely the most crucial, critical reason why you need to hire a realtor to help you buy your home. And that is that when you hire a real estate agent and enter into a contractual agreement for services, that real estate agent is working for you and only you. When you work with a listing agent or the seller's agent, that agent works for the seller and only the seller. The seller's agent, the listing agent, works for the seller. That is their client, and they have a contractual obligation to offer services for them and perform certain fiduciary responsibilities, which means that they owe loyalty to their client, the seller. They follow their seller's lawful instructions, and they look out for the best interests of the seller. They do not look out for your best interests. And that is why you must hire a real estate agent to represent you and your family in the transaction, so that you have somebody working for you, owing loyalty to you and looking out for your best interests. It goes back to our experienced eyes. I might see a lot of things when looking at a home that are red flags or real concerning items. If a listing agent is selling you that home or showing you that home, they are not going to say anything about those issues or concerns unless it is legally required, which only covers a few things. So you are about to make the biggest investment of your entire life and commit to owing a bank hundreds of thousands of dollars potentially, and you're going to be spending a considerable amount of time in the future at your new home. You want to make sure that your best interests are looked after before you sign that paperwork. So that's why it is crucial that you hire a real estate agent to represent you. Once again, my name is Helen Belcastro, and I am a realtor in the Crow's Nest Pass. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, and hit that bell icon so you don't miss future videos from me. If you would like to reach out to me to discuss real estate, buying or selling in the Crow's Nest Pass and surrounding areas, my contact information is in the description below. You can reach out to me by phone or email, whichever suits you best. If you liked that video and you want to see more content from me, just click on these two boxes right here. Thank you so much for watching. I will see you next time in my next video, where we'll be keeping it real with the Rural Realtor.